So much news has been happening this week that some stories have slipped under the radar here, like what's been happening in Southeast Australia. It's been suffering from a brutal heat wave. Yesterday, it hit 120 degrees Fahrenheit near Melbourne.
I walked out of the house this morning to go to the gym at 6 o'clock, and it felt like I had walked into a full body hairdryer that would not leave me alone.
That's Madeline Morris, a reporter for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation in Melbourne.
There's funny stories about people doing things like baking cookies in their car and frying eggs on the pavement and that sort of stuff. And you know, that's all good fun. But look, for us, it really is quite serious.
It is serious for Australians, really for the whole planet. But in describing Australia right now, some people have even used the word apocalyptic. Listen to this. Dead horses found near dried up watering holes. Bats falling out of trees from heat stress. Dead fish piling up in dry river basins. David Littleproud is Australia's federal minister for agriculture and water resources.
It's a severe drought, and we have to be honest about that. In Western Queensland, Western New South Wales, we've seen thousands of kangaroos that have died because of the drought. They've starved.
The extreme heat took hold 2 weeks ago and has not let up, breaking records that have stood for decades in some cities. Meanwhile, Australia is coming up on the 10th anniversary of the terrible wildfires that are remembered as Black Saturday. In February 2009, intense heat waves created the conditions for fires that killed 173 people.
We just haven't had the rain. It's dry. There's no water flowing. I mean, we've got to be honest. We can't make it rain. If I could, I would.
In the absence of rain, authorities are asking people to look out for elderly friends and neighbors who might be especially vulnerable to the heat. People have been flocking to the beaches and air-conditioned malls. One hotel in South Australia was offering free beer as long as temperatures stayed above 45 degrees Celsius. Not sure how that helps with staying hydrated, but it's the thought that counts, I suppose.